Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Right, let's get back to our coverage now of the US election. I'm joined on the line from Long Island in New York by Grant Lally, who's a former Republican Party Congress candidate and publisher of the North Shore Leader, which is a weekly newspaper. Hello, Grant.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, and thank you for joining us this morning. I mean, the election was very hard to predict for many, but given what Donald Trump has accomplished here, the House, the Senate, the popular vote, it probably shouldn't have been this way, would you say?
You know, it wasn't predicted. It was predicted to be a very close election, and it didn't turn out to be. He had a solid win, won the popular vote, won a significant majority in the Electoral College, and a lot of the Senate races that weren't supposed to go Republican did go Republican.
Yeah, but I suppose my point is that it shouldn't have been that difficult to predict, given that the result was so decisive in the end.
Well, you know, I mean, having run for office, it is a lot of people don't want to tell pollsters what they're really doing. And so polling isn't what it used to be. A lot of people don't even have home hardline telephones. They just use their mobiles. They don't respond. So it's hard to predict what people are really going to do.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump made a point of thanking Elon Musk, who, as we know, owns X, formerly Twitter. The UFC founder and CEO, Dana White, thanked Joe Rogan on the stage, who has 11 million listeners to his podcast. Do you think one of the byproducts of this election is that we're witnessing the end, certainly, of the influence of mainstream media in the United States?
You know, that's been happening now for a while, and owning being the publisher of a newspaper, I can tell you it's that the way people get their information has changed, and it's heavily driven by online and by social media and by podcast information, but a lot of it is still mediated and moderated through more traditional media, which validate information, which vet a lot of information, which debunk a lot of false information.
And Grant, what do you think it was that Trump did that captured American voters in the way that it did?
You know, I mean, there'll be a lot of post-mortem analyses, but look, I think people had it. You know, it's been a very tough number of years. When Joe Biden came in, he and the Democrats promised what they called radical transformation, and people thought that sounded good. But you know what they got instead was radical transformation delivered, which meant huge inflation, which meant 10 million migrants now, you know, in this country. And you have huge migrant camps, which are grossly inhumane. You've got people jammed into tents in parking lots. Plus, you've got crime from migrants, not necessarily as large as the sensational stories would say, but you do have crime from migrants. You have murders. You have and people don't want it.
But you've crime also, you've crime committed by all sorts of people, and I know you're well aware of that.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But when someone's child is murdered by a migrant, that family doesn't say, oh, my goodness, you know, the statistical average is that the migrants only commit 0.5% more murders. They look at their dead child and say, my God, you know, why was this person here? And why are we suffering for, you know, this mass open border migration that we've had? The transgender experiments in the schools in particular are horrific to parents. You know,
I did hear though, Grant, and it struck me very early this morning, a commentator on CNN saying, imagine being the parent of a transgender child this morning, how the parent would feel, given that message that was sent out by Donald Trump appears to have been accepted by the electorate. Where does that leave that child and the parents?
Well, those are two different things. Accommodating a child who's going through difficult times is one thing, but bringing an adult male drag queen into schools to shove their, you know, parts of their body into children's faces and promote that sort of thing. That's very different. And parents, when their children come home and they say, oh, you wouldn't believe what happened in school today, they end up pulling their children out of that school and then spending $20,000 US to then re-enroll that child in a private school. It's very disruptive.
You've taken me towards cost of living now, which I think most people would agree was hugely pertinent in this election. And even in the area where you live in Long Island, I mean, would you say people feel that they can no longer afford to live there unless they have extraordinary and unlimited wealth?
Look, this inflation and the economic disruption have hurt the working people of America, the working class, the middle class, many of whom really live from you know, one or two or three paychecks ahead of their bills. And so watching those bills explode and through inflation, where groceries now cost easily 50% more than they did just 4 or 5 years ago. Everything costs more. Electricity costs more. Everything costs more. It's difficult. And it's also, it creates tremendous, people want to be secure. They don't want to feel like, my God, I can't make this. This is driving me to insolvency.
Yeah. And how long is it going to be? How long is it going to take Donald Trump to make any dent in those problems?
Well, you know, he won, and it is his, it's his game now. He's got the United States Senate, the House, we don't know yet because there's still a lot of undecided races, but he has the United States Senate. He's in the White House, and it's now in his hands to deliver. That's it.
Grant, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you very much for being with us. Grant Lally there, former Republican Party Congress candidate, back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.